19 minutes past 5 o'clock, driving home with you on a Thursday downtown show. Live at Seasons Main Street, Bangor, Quality Jewelers Broadcast Studios. On the Pulse, WZON Worldwide, WZONThePulse.com. I don't know if we're ready to dance, but we're definitely ready for some college basketball. Things are heating up on the national scene, and we're happy to begin our weekly reports with a guy who's been with us, I think this now, a fourth season, by getting college basketball insight from a former college coach, the owner of the Five-Star Camps, a contributor to Slam Magazine as well. Lee Klein, welcome back to Downtown.
Great to be back, and here we go. The fun part of the season when conference play is, you know, starting to heat up, and we go right into what I think is a special competitive season, one without a clear-cut number one team, maybe one without a clear-cut player of the year. One of the most competitive years that we have seen in college basketball, and we're just, one of the real special years that fans can enjoy.
Yeah, and it's been a crazy week, too. We had last week that terrific 1-2 triple overtime matchup, and now this week, number one in the country gets knocked off by West Virginia, and that opens the door, I would assume, for Oklahoma to move into that top spot next week if they don't get knocked off between now and then.
Oklahoma survived last night at Oklahoma State in a two-point game, and they play West Virginia, who's another good team. This is, this week, four top 10 teams have lost. It's that type of year in college basketball. And a big piece of that is that teams really struggle to play well and win on the road in conference play. And maybe more so this year than in the past, it's really sticking out. Teams struggling on the road in conference play.
Boy, there are some interesting teams in that top 22, some new faces, and some teams that don't get a lot of attention. One of them lodged at number 7 this week. How good is this Xavier team?
Very good, and it's a tough Big East. I mean, you've got three really good teams, you know, Villanova. It's amazing how quickly they just go and spin it around after having, you know, they lose players, but they're right up at the top again. And then you've got Xavier, which is a special team that's got a nice combination of veteran guys that know their role and know how to win. And then they've got, you know, the kid Sumner, who's a freshman, who is sort of the guy that can make this a Final Four team, a special team, one of these once in a few decades type of team. He's been out with a concussion. Rumor is he's coming back really soon, and that's the guy they need to be an elite team. But Providence, with maybe the country's best player, or at least one of the top three players in Chris Dunn, and then, you know, as you go through, that Big East is really a murderer's row and one of the toughest Big East since the breakup between the Catholic schools and the football schools.
We touched briefly on West Virginia, a typical Bob Huggins team, putting pressure on from start to finish. They got the big win over Kansas, but they get the feeling that this team is not done yet and might be a force to reckon with come March.
It's amazing. You know, the old dog learned new tricks. I mean, Huggins really reinvented himself and pride himself on this press that last year had great success, up until they got just demolished by Kentucky in the tournament. And here you go, they're doing it again. And, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, playing in Morgantown against West Virginia is one of the hardest places in America to play. I'm interested to see how this team will now turn around and play in Norman against Oklahoma. And that's what we're starting to see, is teams, you know, have come out quickly and done well, but now have to prove it on the road in conference play. And you'll know in these next 2 weeks if this West Virginia team's a real special team, because they've been able to prove it with some road victories. Because, you know, when we get to the tournament, there's no home games there. So that's where these teams need to separate themselves.
We're talking with a college basketball expert, Lee Klein of the five-star camps, and, of course, longtime college coach as well. What are some games on the horizon these next few nights that you're looking forward to, Lee?
Well, prior to the weekend game, and, you know, the weekend has a host of great games that, you know, one of the interesting ones I'll mention is, you know, Clemson, who's been on a little bit of a hot streak, has one more of these home games against a colossal power in Miami. Miami's really good this year. Well, Clemson gets them at home and a real opportunity game that they need because the road in the ACC is very tough. So they get Miami at home this weekend. That's going to be, I think, a real, you know, a game I'm going to keep my eye on. Tonight you've got, you know, there's really three marquee games tonight, one of which is in the Pac-12, which, you know, unfortunately doesn't, you know, here we are in the Northeast, it doesn't get enough respect. Pac-12 is better than it's been. It's a good conference, and it's not just the Arizona runaway show. Arizona's down. They just lost one of the best freshmen in America for about 4 to 6 weeks. And now, after getting, two tough defeats on that UCLA-USC run, they host the leader in the Pac-12, Washington, tonight. And that is really sort of a gut-check game because Arizona really can't afford to lose this. Washington's 4-0 in the conference. A lot of fun there in the Pac-12 tonight to see how it shakes down. And now I'll give you one other for tonight. Louisville's playing Pittsburgh. Again, you know, ACC Pitt has come out to a great start with only one loss, and now they go on the road and they're playing Louisville, who may be a little down from what you've known in the past, but is led by a couple of fifth-year guys, and it's a game Louisville has to have, and you get to get a real good chance to see that tonight to figure out which one of these teams could kind of make their way into the upper echelon, not just of the ACC, but in the country.
Lee, is the talent level up this year? Or is it just spread around to more teams, or maybe a little of both?
I think it's a little both. I mean, when we look at the elite teams in America, quite frankly, what I see is a lot of veterans, as a big part of the nucleus. You know, we talked about, Kansas was number one in the country. Well, they got everyone back from last year and then some. You know, Oklahoma's great backcourt is a junior and two seniors. Michigan State, another real special team. What do they have? Seniors and guys that really, you know, when you talk about who are you leaning on, North Carolina, another really deep special team that has everyone back from last year. So what we see as far as the upper echelon right now in America are these teams that have veterans to lean on, as well as, you know, usually you get a good, special underclassman that comes in that sort of is that wow factor. You know, Iowa, who that's a great game tonight, Iowa and Michigan State. Iowa, again, another team. Three core seniors that have played major minutes for, you know, their whole career there. That's why I was in this position of having a great season. So talent is somewhat spread around. Part of it's development of guys getting better each year. And the other part of it is that, the Texas A&Ms of the world, this is, you know, every once in every few years get a chance where they get a kid that maybe slips by under the radar. And they, you know, they get to make a run. USC, same thing. You know, both these programs have freshmen that are good enough to really play major minutes out of Kentucky or some of the household names, but they slipped or they were beat for a couple guys, and those guys are helping those teams have real special campaigns.
Well, it's going to be a fun few months, and we're excited to be able to talk with you about it every single Thursday here on Downtown. Lee Klein, thanks as always. Great to have you back on with us, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Looking forward to it.
5:28 here on Downtown.